is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We have made it to the end of the show, to the end of the week. You got anything planned for this weekend?
Well, tomorrow, both you and I live in River West. Tomorrow is Center Street Days, actually. So I'm going to be going around seeing some live music. Have you ever been to Center Street Days before?
No.
There are homemade cart races at noon. It's amazing. If you can come by at noon, Blifford Hardware gives like free supplies, and people like decorate like go-karts that they go down the street. It's so much fun, like local. And you were at River West 24, so you know how our neighborhood is, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
So it's a bunch of people, you know, that build their own little go-karts, and they race down the street and they come back down. It's great. There's bands and food and stuff. So yeah, tomorrow, River West, Center Street Days in River West.
Nice. There's so much going on in the summers. We've already had earlier this week, we had people on because it's Bronzeville week. Mm-hmm. So that's going on this weekend. There's no festival. Right, Irish Fest is next weekend.
Yeah, yeah, nothing this week, yeah.
Yeah, but so your show, so when we said at the beginning, this also, our guest today is Matt Filipovich. We originally met because of your Now podcast, but originally it was a live show called Laughing Liberally, which is distributed through Shepherd's Express, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be a live show again soon.
It is, yeah. I'm excited. So before COVID hit, we were doing monthly live progressive political comedy shows, or we'd have about four other stand-ups doing kind of left-wing political humor. We'd have an activist every show where we kind of had an interview talking about some cool thing that they're doing around the city or very important thing they're doing around the city. And then obviously COVID hit, we stopped doing live shows, and I started doing the podcast for Shepherd Express, which I believe is still continuing after this.
Good.
But we are, one of the main reasons that's kind of been holding me back is I do have a 3-year-old I mentioned earlier who's now vaccinated and stuff. And is going to start going to preschool. And so we're sort of like, all right, we kind of are going to be opening up our world a little bit more than we have been. And so, yeah, I'm really, really excited to get back to doing the live show. So we're actually, our first show's back is, I think, November 5. It's the Saturday before the general election. And we're actually calling it the Rojo Must Go Show. So we're trying to usher in the defeat of Ron Johnson right before the election on the coming Tuesday and stuff. So it should be a lot of fun.
Do you already know who's going to be performing?
I do. So far, and it's not entirely booked. Tom Johnson. Johnson's hysterical. Marcos Lara, Dana Ehrman, and Gender Bent. Yeah, that's our lineup so far.
Gender Bent.
Yeah, Jen's hysterical. Yeah.
Wait, so... Because I hear that, it sounds like gender bending.
Jen is a trans comic.
Okay, yeah. That makes more sense. Yeah, so I was like, is that their, like, God given name? Mm-hmm. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah. No, Jen's amazing. So, yeah, it's a great lineup. All four of them are regulars at the show. We have a really big, you know, before COVID, we had this like really great rotation of comics. It was a really, really fun show. I miss it so much. It's like, I haven't done stand-up, since COVID. So yeah. I've done some like Zoom stand-up shows, but it's not the same. It's not the same.
There is something as far as, even when I was, the first couple times I was doing radio, the difference, and I've done this because I did, like, I gave a speech one time over Zoom, and you could kind of see people's reactions, but there's something so different of learning how to deliver jokes, deliver a speech, and not have that immediate feedback from a live audience that gives you so much. I mean, it also can take energy away if you're bombing, but largely if you're doing well, the energy of a crowd that is laughing, a crowd that is engaged, that no matter what, you certainly don't get in the radio. I basically look to Jane. If I can make Jane laugh, I know that I'm doing okay. And that's kind of my barometer, because otherwise it's like, I have no idea if this is landing or not.
Mm-hmm.
Versus, you know, immediately when you have a live audience. And like, I mean, growing up doing theater, like I love being in front of a live audience.
Yeah. There's also something really nice. Our audience, and I hope most of them come back. We had a really great community that came to most of the shows, and so the shows were always really well attended, and the people were very supportive. It's going to be, we're going back to where we were doing it before, which is in the side room at Comedy Sports, which is 420 nice. South First Street. I imagine the first show will probably sell. I mean, people want to go to laughingliberallymke.com and sign up for the email list. Tickets aren't available yet. They'll probably be available in the beginning of September, I would guess. But the shows are always so much fun. And I'm personally just like, again, I can't wait to get back on stage. It's something I miss a lot. It feels like a part of me has been off in some other area, you know, so I'm really, really psyched.
So when you first started doing comedy, was it always, did you start with stand-up?
No, I started with like improv and sketch. Okay. So I've been doing comedy for a long, long time. Like I'm a very old, bitter old man. And so like I started doing improv and sketch, and for the longest time I was mostly just doing sketch. Like that was the main thing I did. Eventually I got to doing kind of how I got into politics. My comedy always sort of leaned left, but I started doing back in the George W. Bush era, the last worst president, I was doing daily political animations for this company called Heads Up, which I was like the only employee. There was this guy who, he was a very nice guy. He, was a early investor in Real Media, which was like the original streaming, like so like
okay,
like one of the original audio streamers before like it was like QuickTime, Real, and there's another one. He made some money and this is sort of his venture, and so I was doing like these flash animations, looks sort of like a Jib Jab cartoon, you know, with kind of the talking jaws.
Yeah.
I was doing these like I got hired. I made one as a sketch that I just did and posted on the internet, and the guy was like, "Can you make a lot of these?" And I'm like, "Do you have money?" And he's like, "I do." And I'm like, "Okay." And so I started doing these like daily, like, so George W. Bush would say something stupid, and then I would make a cartoon that afternoon and evening for the next day responding to it. So it was like kind of rapid response comedy. And I did that for like a couple of years, and then the economy crashed, and then the company folded. So like a lot of ventures. But through that, I started doing a lot more political humor and going to like political conferences like Netroots Nation and other left-wing things and doing comedy for organizations and stuff, and then it sort of evolved into doing kind of doing more stand-up, and then my sketch group actually started hosting a variety show, and so we needed hosts, and then I started doing stand-up, and yeah, it's sort of it's a long I mean, you've been doing comedy for a while yourself, so kind of the evolution.
Not as long as that, but
yeah, no,
I mean, I've been performing it for, I mean, I started doing theater as a kid, mm-hmm. and then was pursuing acting and then took a long break. But yeah, I would say circa 2017, 2018 is when I started doing sketch, started doing improv, started mm-hmm. doing stand-up, and then started making videos. And so, yeah. I don't know, that's 5-ish years?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. You're a vet now.
Sure. I'll go with that. Uh-huh. But yeah, I was so, you know, I had like a community in New York of people who just love to create. And mm-hmm. now that, since moving back to Milwaukee, and now that things are kind of coming alive again, because when I first moved here, it was still the middle of COVID, and we can do a podcast together, but
right.
as far as trying to insert yourself into a creative comedy scene, it's starting to feel like I can find those people now.
You're going to have to do the live show, by the way, so we'll talk about this.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk about, you know, what I can bring to the table. All right. Matt Filipovich, where can people find you? We got a minute left.
So you can find me on Twitter at Matt Filipovich. My website is MatthewF.net, because also probably the easiest way is just go to MatthewF.net, because spelling Filipovich is complicated. I realized this. So my website's just MatthewF.net. LaughingLiberallyMKE.com are the main places to find me. And I'm on social media and all those places. So.
All right. Well, thank you so much for spending your Friday with me.
What a great Friday. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, that's it for us this week. This has been As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We'll see you on Monday.